Okay, so.
Anyways.
Now, I say Miley Cyrus should be at least considered to be a chick for six.
No, she doesn't have the face.
Well, no. Okay, you're right. She is. She can be attractive if she wants to be. You're right. But she goes out of her way to try to get on that Lord Six level.
No. I mean, Lord Six chicks has to have a very good face. More than the body, everything else, the most important thing is the face.
See, she's 31.
She looks 40-something. She is 31. I thought she was 40-something.
I thought she was still in her 20s, but she's 31. Ew. She was married to Liam Hemsworth.
Which is?
Thor's brother.
Oh.
Okay, Thor and the movie's brother or his real brother?
Okay, hello and welcome to the conversation. We are at the high table today.
Yes.
We have Lord Six, as always. We see training myself, Dr. Killjoy. Today we're having a conversation on whether or not Miley Cyrus should be a chick for six.
No. Now,
I say that she can be attractive if she wants to be.
Yeah.
But she seems to really enjoy Lord Six for some reason, so she dumbs herself down.
You know,
to be on that kind of level.
There's a little bit off on it, but another person that can be attractive or ugly if they want to would be Drew Barrymore.
Oh, they're talking about Drew Carey.
No, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
Just like this girl, you say that she can be good or bad.
Drew Barrymore. We'll get back to Drew Barrymore on another episode because that's a whole nother episode there.
Okay.
But back to Miley Cyrus there. She just recently did an episode on the Grammys, which I showed my companions here to get C-Train's opinion of it. What do you think of what that woman did at the Grammys?
You know, the Grammys have been struggling for the last couple of years. It used to be that they were 100 million plus viewers, and now they're barely scraping 10 million people to watch their show.
Oh, I just barely watched it by accident.
And I can see why people tune out now. It's just, Miley Cyrus is not, I'm not their demographic, you know, I'm not their target audience, but she didn't razzle dazzle me on stage.
I was
reading. As I said, she's not singing to me. She's trying to cast a wider net than me.
Right.
But she was 31 and she was looking like she was 40.
I got to say, I watched the video. I found it by accident. I had no intention of looking up Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
It just came up on my YouTube feed and I was like, what is this?
Right.
Now Flowers is not a bad song. She got the melody from, who was it? Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
And she put some lyrics to it.
Producer said.
So, the song itself is not bad, but what she did at the Grammys.
Was she on something?
Well, luckily nobody was watching.
Most likely. Oh well, Taylor Swift was on.
Taylor Swift.
They were sure to catch a shot of her. Oprah.
She had all of her rich celebrity buddies.
Yeah, they were all dancing to what she was doing.
The Satanic Temple.
Yeah, and I was and her hair. Oh my God.
Yeah, her hair looked like.
Was that her real hair or was that a wig?
You know, it's funny because if you watch The Office, there was that one lady. What's her name on The Office? Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
She took one of the a partner with her on an episode one day, and they got their hair done, and that was the same hairdo that Miley Cyrus had. And I was thinking, it couldn't have looked any worse.
That had to be a wig.
Yeah.
I think that was her actual hair.
You think that was her actual
hair? That was her actual hair.
I was reluctant to watch.
People, if you get a chance to watch the Miley Cyrus performance, let us know down in the comments if you think that is her real hair.
It looked like she went to the beauty shop inside of Walmart. and got the special.
Just give me the special of the day.
I'm going to the Grammys. Give me the special.
And how about that wonderful clothes she was wearing?
Yeah, that looked like it was half of a... It started out as a dress, but then something drastic happened on the way to the Grammys.
Yes.
So, if you like what you saw from Miley Cyrus, let us know down in the comments, along with that... click that like and subscribe button also, because they're all in the same general area.
We may think you're insane, but hey...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Lord Six is saying she's not down to the chicks for six level yet, but I think she's going in the right direction.
You know, her competition at the time was Selena Gomez.
It was. And have you seen her lately?
I think she's far better looking.
Yeah.
Now.
She's not as bad as this.
Yeah. That,
but
Miley
is
getting skinny trash trailer queen type of.
Yeah. The Selena Gomez.
She has cheap tattoos. Not even good tattoos.
No, I bet those are expensive. That's expensive artwork on her, but
it didn't look good though.
It didn't look
It looked like a prison or something.
Looked like it was an afterthought or maybe...
Hey, I'll just put something right here. Cerveza. She, in a weird spot, she had one right here. Not that, right here.
Oh, shit. They were...
But that's neither here nor there. I'm just trying to go by her performance and...
Yeah.
They weren't attractive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see why the Grammys is losing viewership because...
I don't understand the world today. The world's trying to make beautiful, ugly, ugly, beautiful... I don't understand that.
Well, no, they're trying to make irrelevant relevant.
When I was
That's it right there.
Irrelevant. They're trying to make irrelevant. That's perfect. Irrelevant. Yeah.
They're trying to make the irrelevant relevant.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
And they're just trying to keep it out there far enough.
So I'm sorry, the ugly is not attractive. And
well, she's not ugly. She's not ugly. In no sense is she ugly. But no, she went out of her way to appeal to you. What happened?
No.
But yeah, if you see her like, you know, when she's done normal, she's not an ugly girl.
Oh, she's not.
I don't know.
But, you know, in a bar at 2 a.m., that's the look that would be sitting there at the end of the bar trying to be taken home. So, but
I think she'll fail.
Yeah. Oh, no, she won't. No, you cannot be a woman and fail in a bar.
That's true. That's true.
With that haircut, though, maybe.
You're not going to be one of the first ones out.
If you're a guy that makes
pastry haircut,
if you're a guy that makes less than $39,000 a year, you're not going to get laid. But a woman could be a obese in a trailer park with
and Lord Six will pick you up.
No,
pick you up,
and they will get laid. We know someone like that.
Oh, so, Lord Six, please don't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
You've already done it.
Stay on the freeway. Yeah, stay on the freeway. Stay on the
freeway, Lord Six.
Yeah, don't take the off.
All I know is that chick is not a Chicks for Six.
Yet. But she's working on it. And you're doing a very good job, Miley Cyrus. I recommend, you know, you hit the U-turn and come back around because that's not a road you want to go down.
Yeah, once you start down that road, there ain't no coming back.
When you find yourself in a park, you know, on the under end of Lord Six, then... It's not going to be worth all that trouble.
It's not worth it.
But, you know, hit like and subscribe for us, and we can tell you how to not find yourself in the park with Lord Six. And
oh, boy. Anyway, thanks for stopping by to hear our thoughts on Miley Cyrus and her Grammy performance.
And don't forget to check out Lord Six's new album, Just a Tip. He's got a few songs on the web. Let him know what you think.
Two or three more to come.
Oh yeah, we got plenty in line
here. We love you. God bless.
Plenty coming for you.